If a person produces X and AI produces X faster and cheaper, well, then the math is simple. Replace people with AI. Except the equation isn't true. We've said forever that what we measure is what matters. But I think now that CEOs are starting to question how much money they're putting into AI and not seeing the benefit, that it's not what we measure that matters. It's actually the stuff that we can't measure that can't be replaced by AI. And I think we're all learning in real time that people are more than their output. I'm Josh Levine, a transformation executive helping teams learn to use AI together. I've spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, technology, culture, incentives, and the story we tell ourselves about capitalism. This is the audio version of my Substack. Go and subscribe at joshlevine.substack.com, working out in real time how AI is changing how we look for and do work, and maybe eventually what to do about it. This is the Job Shit Show. AI Leadership Skill 4. Know the value of your people. The work holding everything up is the work nobody's counting. Yes, obviously, people are more than their output. And there is enormous value in every organization that has never appeared on a dashboard, never shown up in a metric, never been counted at all. And it's this moment where we realize that AI, as smart as it is, doing all of these incredibly efficient tasks, can't, in fact, replace people whole cloth. I heard recently about the doorman fallacy, as in, what is a doorman's job? And obviously, it's holding the door open. But anybody who is engaged with a competent and good doorman knows that it's more than just that. They welcome, they provide security, wayfinding, you can ask them where to go. This simple example, I think, is the extreme version of what's happening, extremely simplified version of what's happening, is that humans provide so many more things than what is listed in the job description. Our value is relational. We can talk to one another and understand one another. Contextual, and as much context as you can provide AI, it doesn't do nearly the same job that a human can do when we're thinking about all of the parts of the picture that we take into account. And finally, be accountable. It requires someone to own the outcome, not just complete the task. And that, I think, is the critical differentiation. And that's what we've seen starting way back in 2023 when Klarna cut 700 customer service jobs to be replaced by AI. And then in 2024, started rehiring them because the CEO admitted they moved too fast. I'm sure they could create an amazing AI customer service agent that can get you where you want to go. But that's not what people want when they call in. I just did an interview with Anthony Rose, the CEO of a really interesting startup called Seed Legals. And they have a support team that they're super proud of. And he knows that those are the people that are critical to connect with their customers. These people, their customers don't want AI. They want Claire. They want to talk to somebody because their job as customer service agents is much more than resolve an issue. It's much more than to find an answer. It's about understanding and connecting. It's all the things that we as humans can do better than computers. AI might finally be revealing what we've known all along is that humans are more than just their tasks and outputs. Forrester put out a 2026 Future of Work report, and in it, they reported that 55% of employers regretted AI-driven layoffs. And one in three spent more on rehiring than they saved from the cuts. There is invisible value that every person brings with them. And I think we're at an inflection point, that this is the moment where maybe businesses, leaders, spreadsheets are going to be forced to see people as more than just resources, as more than just the output and the tactics, because AI is great at those things, but it cannot replace people. We should be thinking about and encouraging discourse with our colleagues and friends about what you actually do at work. And if you are a manager or leader, beginning to think about stretching the frame of your perspective on what your people do. Not because it's the right thing to do, but because the old way of thinking about what is valuable at work no longer works. Now, if you want to get more of this information, where you don't have to wait for CEOs to figure out how to see the perspective larger, the larger perspective, join me on Substack, joshlevine.substack.com, and subscribe. And for those of you who will upgrade to paid, you can navigate to this article and get the three principles that I'm begging leaders to understand when it comes to AI and evaluating their own people. And five questions that if you can answer, you'll start to see and account for the people on your team more beyond just that dashboard. Join me on Substack and subscribe to get it all. The Job Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. Learn more about my work at greatmondays.com. Subscribe to the Job Shit Show on Substack. And if this episode was helpful, send it to a friend. And if you really liked it, if you're really into the Job Shit Show, rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps other people to find the show. The Shit Show continues next week. Talk to you then.